that comes with that. And in studio with us now, we have Amy Tuddenham.
Tuddenham
with Intermountain Healthcare Instacare. There's some changes, some improvements coming to Heber. Welcome to Mountain Money, and tell us about some of these improvements.
Well, thank you for having me on today. So about a month ago, we opened a new emergency room at Heber Valley Hospital, as well as a new Instacare and a new MRI suite. Some of the rural hospitals have a portable MRI, so that means you only have, as a patient, you only have access to MRI 2 or 3 days a week. And before last week, before about a month ago, Heber was one of those hospitals that we joined in with these other smaller hospitals in Utah, and we just had a mobile MRI unit that went around. And so with this expansion, we really had the need to have MRI full-time. Even though we have an MRI here at Park City Hospital, we had the volumes along the Wasatch back that we really needed 2 MRI machines so that our patients didn't have to travel to Salt Lake or to Provo. So that's with what that's one of the pieces with the expansion that we did bring in. Also, we do have an Instacare here in Park City, but we've only had an after-hours clinic in Heber. And so an after-hours clinic is just a really short window, 6 to 9 p.m., 5 days a week, and then it was just like 4 hours on the weekends. And that's not giving our community enough access. And one of Intermountain Healthcare's tenets is that we really need our community to be able to have access to healthcare when they want it, when they need it, at an affordable rate. And so that was one of the catalysts behind why we did build another Instacare on the Wasatch back.
And how big of a project was this for you guys in dollars, do you know?
Yes, it was a $20 million project, and that's only phase one. So we'll do another $23 million expansion to Heber, and we start that probably about the end of July if we stay on track, or early August.
And I know, Renee, the station's done a great job reporting on the growth in Heber and in Summit County. Obviously, that's a huge investment for your employer, and I'm guessing that that growth was part of what made the hospital comfortable making that type of investment.
You know what? It was the hospital where it's at now on the south end of town was built for $11 million in 1999 is when they opened, so the year before I moved there. The growth since then, I think it's like 14.4% growth rate, and in the next 5 years, we're supposed to grow at another 13.8%. And a couple of weeks ago, we attended the Wasatch Back Economic Summit, and if you looked at those numbers there, the growth along the Wasatch Back, I think that the real estate, I went to one of the real estate breakout sessions, 90% of the growth that we'll experience between Wasatch and Summit County is going to happen in Wasatch County. And so that hospital was really built for a population of about 13,000 people in 1999. And with the structure of how it was built, we didn't have the capacity to serve the residents of the community. And so Intermountain Healthcare did feel like after looking at all that data and the growth that we were experiencing and the demographics of the community, we really needed to invest to make sure we were a solid community hospital.
And one of the keynote speakers had mentioned all the different statewide projects going on, the new airport, the inland port, but then specifically Point of the Mountain, where mm-hmm. there's going to be a massive development at Point of the Mountain. And she felt that would impact growth on the Wasatch Back.
Yes.
She felt like people would be working there and then maybe driving up Provo Canyon and living in Wasatch County.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really eye-opening, that summit, especially when it came to the growth projections for Wasatch County. So you mentioned this was a $20 million development at the Heber Hospital and $23 million project starting soon.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail?
So what that'll entail is we'll really redo all of the clinics. So if you've ever been into Heber Hospital, it's very much a clinic model. And a lot of people for years thought we were just a clinic when really we're a hospital. So we'll gut the clinics and make those more efficient for the patients. We really want the patients to come in and not stand in the lobby and wonder where to go. And because right now you come in and you're kind of at a Y and you're like, the hospital's one direction, the clinics are one direction. So we'll gut the clinics and we'll make those more patient-centric. And we build the hospitals. And if you've been in the InstaCare and even the new expansion at Park City that we completed last year, beginning of 2017, we opened that. We really do things in an on-stage, off-stage model so that all the caregivers are in one area where they can interact and talk about if you come in as a patient and say, you know what, Amy's in this room and she has this and this, and then the doctor can collaborate with the social worker or the nurse because they're in this combined area where they can visit. And then the patient rooms and then patients really just go in and down one hallway. So we'll look at that infrastructure and change that. We'll also add more nursery space in Heber, just with the growth and the demographics of that community. We know that we're going to need a larger nursery. We're going to expand the pharmacy. Right now, those are two very small areas, and we need more space there. Then same-day surgery. So where the old emergency room was, that'll be our IPACU, our same-day surgery area. So everything's going to kind of get shuffled so it does make better sense for the patients.
Yeah, and having that clarity is important. And I think for the average person that's healthy, that doesn't go to the hospital, doesn't go to the doctor often, they can get confused. And I know there was an underwriter recently that was explaining to the audience when they should think of InstaCare and when they should think of emergency room, because the billing rates can be quite a bit different. Mm-hmm. Can you take a second and just explain to folks what's the purpose of InstaCare, when should they think of it, and what's the purpose of emergency room, and when should they think of that?
That's a great question, and we get it quite a bit. And InstaCare is really kind of urgent needs. Just a funny story is I have a 15-year-old who I was really busy at work because we had the grand opening last week. And then Saturday morning, I walked into his room. He never sleeps in. And he's like, I'm really glad we have an InstaCare because I feel awful. I needed, he had a fever. He had a sore throat. He had a pretty nasty cough. But obviously, my doctor was closed. So an InstaCare is a great location to go when you need that quick, urgent need. When you get sick, when you get a fever, when you get stitches, you know, you wreck on your mountain bike. But you really don't need emergency care. Emergency care are, you know, and InstaCare can even take care of some broken bones and situations like that. Both the Park City and the Heber InstaCare, we have x-ray in-house. So you wouldn't even have to leave that clinic setting to get your x-ray. You would go right from your room to the x-ray room, and then the doctors would read it and be able to set it, because both InstaCares have a small procedure room in there. But an emergency room, you go to heart attack, stroke, you think of those major things where you need instant care.
And so, Amy, is InstaCare, when in doubt, go to InstaCare and they'll just refer you to the ER if they think you need the ER?
Yes.
If
there's a question, I want to say, I think of the little 2-year-old girl that has a fever, an earache, you know, the second the doctor's office closes at 6 o'clock, you start to realize she has a fever, a runny nose, and an earache. Mm-hmm. Those things you go to the InstaCare for. Chest pain, stroke-like symptoms, those things you need to go to the ER. Obviously, if there's a car accident, you're going to go to the emergency room. Both the hospitals, Heber and Park City, have board-certified emergency room physicians, and we actually share a lot of the staff. All the physicians in both emergency rooms are the same physicians, and we've been under that model for about 5 years.
We have less than a minute left, and I just wanted to quickly do a shout-out. The hospital in Heber is more than a place to go when you're sick. You offer a lot of fitness classes.
We do, actually. So we have... Earlier, you mentioned that if you're not sick, you don't come to the hospital. Our goal at Intermountain Healthcare is really to keep our patients healthy and keep them out of the hospital. And so with that, we have the Live Well Center here in Park City. But at Heber, we have a whole set of Live Well classes where you can work with your physical therapist, work on your health and fitness and wellness. And so that's our ultimate goal, is to keep people out of the hospital.
We will end on a positive note. Amy Tuddenham with Intermountain Healthcare, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974. FredMarshallPainting.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Welcome back to Mound Money. We want to start off by thanking our underwriters. We couldn't do shows like Mound Money without our underwriters. And Mound Money's underwriters include Mountain West Bank, Jan's Mountain Outfitters, Park City Chamber Bureau, Jones Waldo, Holbrook and McDonough, Columbus Pacific Development with Viridian and Apex Residences, San Francisco Design, Park City Mountain, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
Also want to say thank you to our guests, Christopher Collard with the Utah Foundation, Charles O'Brien from Crystal Park Cantina, and Amy Tuddenham from Intermountain Healthcare. Oh, it's been a great hour from taxes to tacos to, I can't think of a T word that goes with
that's
the hospital.
That's one of the things I like about this show is just the breadth of topics we cover.
Yeah, it's always fun. So if you ever want to, if you tune in the middle of the show, you want to hear the beginning, please go to our website, kpcw.org. You can hear the whole show there later this afternoon. You're listening to KPCW Park City. NPR News starts right now.